Yes.
I move we come out of executive session.
Second.
I second.
Second. Call for the vote, please. Stephanie.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Cronin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We'll go to, move on to H, and that's acknowledgement of Centurion with Cynthia Boone.
Point of order, we have a couple of actions that coming out of executive.
Oh, do we do those? I thought we was going to do them after we got through them.
No, normally we do them right after we do out of executive. One of them being a policy change whereby what the Minerals Council will adopt a similar, if not exact same policy for employee development, which is for educational assistance. And the policy is as read here in your book. I'll go ahead and read it for the employees may request payment of tuition or tuition reimbursement. This type of payment is permissible and will be granted at the discretion of the chairman based on factors including length of service, quality of performance, availability of funds. Student must be in good academic standing with the institution in which they attend. Student will submit the current semester's grades to the chairman. Payment is limited to tuition, fees, books, and supplies. The program must be approved by the chairman prior to payment, and payment of educational costs to the student will not exceed $3,000 per semester. I believe this to be a mere policy of the institution, so we bring our employee assistance and development in line with it. I move that we accept this new policy.
Okay, do you want to add in there where we're going to take it out of the S510 account?
No. I wish it to be our regular, and we will need to do budget amendments, but that's just part of the deal. Okay. We'll need to amend budget to match that.
Okay. We have second.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Cheshire-Waller. And call for the vote, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Cronin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Madam Chairman, we have at least one other item. As everyone that's been watching this knows, we voted clear back in February or January to set up regular lease sales to coincide with the quarters. And we got caught up. The first one was we were too tight a time frame to have the first one with the BIA being able to do what they need to do and have it. The second one, we were trying to do the electronic version with an agreement with the company. We've run into problems with being able to match that process with the CFRs. And I see no reason why we can't continue to have our regular type lease sales. Like we agreed to do when we started before we even knew about the online version. So I submit that we should schedule one at the end of the next quarter, August, the 1st of September. We left the date, we didn't set actual dates, but there would be close by the regular meeting dates, as I recall, that we did on the others. Is that not correct? Mm-hmm. However, we have an original motion that to do them, that we can go back and look for to do these regular resales. I'd like to set one up for the next quarter in compliance with that original motion.
I second. Are you going to put in there that we're going to forget about energy map?
Just saying that we're going to have it regardless of them. We're not going to mess it, you know. That probably need to be a second motion to actually just quit dealing with them. I don't know if you...
Okay. Well,
I'll leave that decision up to the next council.
I don't like their contract.
You want to read that?
Schedule this up the next quarter.
Yes. And that we
inform the BIA immediately.
That we're gonna do that so they can start working.
We actually discovered that date, once we set, with the chairman, set the date with the BIA for this first.
Are you amending your motion to include that?
Yes, I am, so that it actually happens.
That's fine, I'm with that.
Okay. Otherwise, we're gonna run out of time with you.
Does everybody understand the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Call for the question, please.
Councilman Tishola?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We'll go on to H, acknowledgement of Centurion.
We've got one more.
Oh, what?
One more motion coming out of executives. Stephanie, your policy, if you would.
The policy that we had, I could discuss with you, that we weren't gonna do any other projects or even look at any more projects regarding windmills, et cetera, here in the Osage until the mill was settled. And for whatever reason, the Silver Spoke has been real aggressive. And I thought that we needed to send them a letter, and the letter's in their stack of papers. And if y'all wanna send them a letter, that's fine, if you don't, fine. I just think that we do need to send them a letter, so I know. Thanks, but no thanks.
Is that the form of a motion?
Well, I can make a motion.
I second.
Discussion?
Could you read the letter into the minutes?
The whole letter?
No, it's only a paragraph.
Okay.
Very short.
All right. Brian Schuler, Chief of Development Officer, NVIN Energy LLC, 2580 West Main Street, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. Regarding the proposed Silver Spoke project, dear Mr. Schuler, the Osage Minerals Council is in receipt of your letters and other correspondence regarding the Silver Spoke project. While we sincerely appreciate your efforts to be respectful of the rights of the Osage Minerals Council and to include the council in NVIN Energy's pursuit of the Silver Spoke project, I'm writing to inform you that the council is strongly opposed to the project and to the development of wind energy in general within Osage County. As you might be aware, the Osage Minerals Estate, consisting of all minerals under the lands of Osage County, was reserved in perpetuity for the use and benefit of the Osage people. It is the duty of the Osage Minerals Council to develop our minerals to the maximum extent possible so that our people can have a steady source of income and realize a higher standard of living. For that reason, we are unwilling to support the Silver Spoke project because the construction of wind turbines effectively block access to and development of many of our common mineral resources, including rock. It would be a significant violation of the duty the council owes to the Osage people if the council were to support any project that would impede the development of Osage minerals. For this reason, the council cannot offer its support for the Silver Spoke project and remains opposed to the project. Thank you for understanding. I feel free and to contact me if you have any questions or concerns that arise. Sincerely, Chairman Everett Waller. I'll make that to a motion.
I second.
Thank you.
Discussion?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would like to identify that I went to the Board of Adjustment meeting for the Silver Spoke project, and one of the gentlemen that holds the position on the board voted for that, for this project. And he is an employee of the Shiner School System who will be receiving funds if this project were approved. And so I feel like it was a conflict of interest for him that he was voted on this project. And I forgot the man's name, but he was clearly in conflict. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Call for the question.
I just want to make one comment to the people out here that the Osages We pay 5% gross production tax, but half of it goes to our schools here in Osage County. And over the last 10 years, I believe that's been to the point of like $45 million. So we do our part as good citizens of Osage County. Thank you.
I have one comment along this line, a little bit out of context, but the I believe a month ago, we talked about asking our attorney to resend a letter or actually a recommendation and model law for the Osage Nation Congress to pass. When we talked about that in here, I'm wondering if we ever, the law was, you guys all know what any of the others. The law was to say it would be against Osage Nation law to trespass upon our mineral estate. That's what Mr. Fredericks recommended to us a while back. I asked for him to resend that to us, to look it over again, send it to us, and then we could then ask the Minerals Council could then ask the Osage Nation Congress to pass that. I don't know whether it was ever asked. I haven't seen
I haven't seen it either. I had a question about it. I've been debating it.
Okay.
We can put those things on the books, but until we have some authority over non-Osages, non-Indians, you know, it's almost pointless, because I think that's what happened to us last time. We need to keep it more on a federal level.
The recommendation that came from the attorney, and he can read Dewey's recommendation so the council can decide once he sends it. And that was that he thought that it would be a good tool to have in before we ever got to the point of being a federal. They could always take us to federal, but it would be another hoop for them to have to jump through. We would have a police force that would go out there and try and enforce that law.
That's the problem.
I think they would at least go whether they were successful. But anyway, it'd be another. Hey, this is what Mr. Fredericks told us we should do. And I think we should ask him to send us the stuff again, and then the council can vote on it. But
I will.
But we did ask a month ago for that to be reset. I do not know that in my
place.
So I would reiterate that request. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the second chair can see if that happens. Okay.
Because, as I remember, they were using that one law about eagles where the milk, when a wind farm was concerned.
Yeah.
And that had protected some, that gave them some protection because of that law going through the Osage Nation.
I foresee that when the Osage Congress passes one, it will say that trespassing on our mineral estate, is a violation of Osage law, and we can use that as another tool in the tool chest to stop the tool folks.
So, I'll request it again. I'm still waiting on other stuff.
Well, I asked the second chair to check on it.
Okay.
So that was part of my
request. That's fine with me. I don't care.
I'm a little off subject, but not really. I want to get that out there. So I think we call the question now, probably, on the original one.
Right. Because the letter that you just read we have that as a motion, right?
Yes, as second.
And I think it probably we need to... I'd like to change the wording in it a little bit myself.
You can do that.
You could suggest it now, and she could change the motion.
I'm not going to vote for something that you'll change later, but I'll vote for it as it is.
As it is, okay.
Okay. Since motions are ready for, can we go ahead and vote on it?
Okay.
I should have it one way or another.
Go ahead and call for the question. Right or rest, yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwell?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Okay, now let's see. Cynthia?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. In your books, you will find that we have another centurion who had a birthday yesterday, and it's our past practice to go ahead and honor them by bringing them a bouquet of flowers, not to exceed $75, to be paid out of the C395 account. So I'm making this in the form of a motion that we honor Mr. A.W. McKinney for turning 100 years old.
I'll second that.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Joseph Chisholm, Chicago.
What about this, what about the DK and K Energy first, Jeremy?
Oh, I thought that the...
Yeah, I don't see them here.
They're not here?
They're not here.
They're not here? Okay.
I'm going to suggest that if we have a lease sale, maybe we just need to move what they want to the lease sale.
That would be my vote, but we haven't even heard their deal yet, so...
Okay.
So, but they're not here.
Can't deal with them, they're not here.
All right. Back to that, okay. I've just brought this up because we do this every year for the Chilaco Alumni Homecoming Powwow. We always donate to them. And this year they're honoring the 45th, in which there's a lot of Osage tribal members have been a part of the fight for 45th, my brother included. So I move that we pass this resolution. The Osage Minerals Council hereby approves the donation of $500 to the Chilaco Alumni Association.
I second.
Any discussion? Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Joe Hall.
Madam Chairman, Councilman, Councilwoman, thank you for your time. I'll do my best to be brief here. I have positive news to report on, and I was going to ask for your assistance with it. For the last 20-some-odd years, I've been growing Osage red corn, and I have a large crop now, large enough to plant a plot of over 5 acres, and if it is successful, we'll have that for over 600. So basically I have the beginnings of a large food bank, and I would make the request of you to be the administrators of that. Mm-hmm. And any comments, questions, or any other statements you'd like to make before? Yes, ma'am.
You want us to be administrator of a food bank?
Distributor.
Or distributor, okay.
Yes.
Distributor, if you... Okay, what would that entail, Joe?
Well, I know that you all take care of all three districts for our drum keepers, for our emulsion, and this is something that can go along with it, amongst other things. Emergency food supplies, any of that, I'll take care of it. You just have to administer.
I'm still unclear a little bit about what administration means. We're going to, you're not dispersing any of it now. It sounds like you're growing it, keeping your seed and replanting. Is that,
yes, sir.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct.
Okay. So in the future, what you look for us to do is decide whether we can use some of it at the...
Utilize it, yes.
Or a food bank to be distributed or whatever. Okay. I take it there's a reason why you came to us instead of to the nation.
Have planted 3 crops for the Osage Nation, and all 3 of them were killed. And I decided not to do that again.
Killed in what way?
They weren't watered and they weren't tended.
I see. They were taking care of the growing. You planted this.
So you're going to plant the corn. You're going to take care of it. And you want to use us to distribute.
Yes, ma'am. And one of the things I shared with Mr. Waller is I'd already talked to members of the Hopi Nation because I work with an intertribal group called Breaking the Sacred. And these different tribal governments and groups of people are doing their best to keep their varieties alive as well. Mm-hmm. They're running into the same kinds of problems, some more than others. For example, the Hopis now, evidently because of Peabody mining, they drilled through their main water aquifer, and so they have no more water. They're down to a trickle now. And they're talking like there's, I think there's maybe 5 people on the whole reservation that are growing any.
Really?
Well, I'm interested in it, but I'd like to know where you keep the seed, how we distribute it, you know.
That's entirely up to you, and we can negotiate that at a later date because we've got plenty of time on this. I wanted to get this out here to you and
while it's growing.
Yeah.
But you make it very interesting because we talk about our dances every year, you know. They might be able to use that in some of those camps or something, you know.
That's one of my
You know, maybe those people don't really know or realize what it really tastes like. We used to keep another jar in the freezer, and I don't know how old that it was. Mm-hmm. And on special occasions, we'd bring it out and cook it. Mm-hmm. But it tastes different than what you get anywhere else.
Most certainly does.
Mm-hmm. There's been some articles in Osage News recently about this, hasn't there? I kind of kept up on it a little bit, but I didn't know the problems you'd been having.
As of late, I've grown on my own, and I work with a cohort of a number of other people that are growing it as well. And so we've got to the point now where it can go large scale, and I feel more comfortable coming to you than I do the Osage Nation government at this point. If things change, and we can work out some agreements here later on, but I'm going to come to you first about it.
Yes. Thanks, Madam Chair. I think that's a wonderful project for us to undertake, and I think that probably we ought to get with our policy committee at an appropriate time to discuss what our policy should be in regard to the growth and vegetables and distribution, that kind of thing. So I think that's a wonderful idea.
You could see this along with a donation to our drum keepers, and then along, you know, a donation of Omni, basically along with it, great corn Omni.
Yeah, no, it tastes different. It's a lot better than what they, I don't know how they get it in cans, I guess, I don't know.
Mr. Crum.
They don't make it like they used to.
Of course, this is something that's a little bit out of our normal mandate, so it needs to be researched a little bit on what, you know, how to go about it. We're missing 2 people today. I'm not sure, even with Mrs. Boone's comment that she's not talking about voting to actually do a system yet, because we don't actually have a system yet. She wanted to, I don't mean speaking for you. It sounds like you want to develop a system for
this is the groundwork.
Right. Precisely. And it may take a little bit of time to develop that. I'd like to hear more about next month. And perhaps, since we're so close to election, and this will be a long-term commitment, you don't do this, you know, one time and then you're out. At least that would not be the way I would feel about it. We would be making a commitment to maintain it, that maybe a new council should even maybe be involved in it. But by then, of course, his crop's getting close to being ready. So I think we should certainly follow through on it quickly, and then when the council feels like they have enough information to set up a program, well then somebody present it and we vote on it. That would be my suggestion.
Okay. Mr. Hall, could you meet with the policy committee and then work out something that we could use and help you out too? And thank you for your presentation. And I believe who's the head of the policy? You stepped me right.
So when you get time, Joe, come over. Let's visit. We can tell Joe. I think Galen's part of that deal too. But try to give us a little heads up. And if you're just Temple High School, come by and visit for a little bit and have some more information to give us, bring it by. Mm-hmm.
what we can figure out while we're in the grade, we'll just address it.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman, Madam Chairman. I'm not a part of the policy committee, but I'd like to be involved with this process.
Okay.
I would also suggest that Joe give his, write down some of his thoughts on how he wishes to go, so we have something found in writing, at least from his point of view on what he would like to see done and how it would work. If you could, spend a few minutes putting that down on paper, that we'd have something concrete to talk about.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for thanking the Minerals Council.
Mr. Boyce, thank you very much.
Yay, thank you.
The old business, the softball field, we've already talked about that, and Mr. Lane isn't here, so. Mr. Fletcher?
He can go see.
Yeah, he's here. He hung out.
All right. Thank you for the time. From Friday's conversation, we've made a couple of tweaks to our presentation and our proposal. I think the biggest was, and this was trying to answer Gaylord's question, I think, was on, we added a map on the last page that would help kind of show what we're trying to do. The green two-quarter sections are the ones that we are proposing leasing today. The three in the blue
Where did you derive the name with by Marfa at? With me, that just throws me completely off because I'm North Burbank in my mind.
Well, it's actually where that comes from.
Yeah. And okay. But whenever I hear with by, I'm thinking, you know, right up there, Noia. I'm not thinking the actual where it's actually at. The legal description. Yeah.
We I think both of us are in the process of reading the book and where it came from, and we are, at least I've started the process of writing down names I like for new units.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And it's fun to say, I guess.
Yeah, and it's fun to say. And we're trying to, obviously, don't want to be anything that's disrespectful.
You don't really know what whiz bag means, but anyhow.
Maybe we should ask what.
I'll tell you after the week. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Anyway, the map shows the two-quarter sections that we proposed to lease. It also shows three-quarter sections in blue. That's the quarter sections that we mentioned Friday, where we're in negotiations with a third-party company, we believe. And we have a verbal understanding where we are. We're in the process of getting paperwork together to get that transaction executed. I think there's one question still remains there of whether it would be the traditional where we buy the leases and go through the assignment process with the BIA. Fortunately, they do have a LLC that only owns these three leases.
Yeah.
We are going through and trying to get a good understanding of what all make. So being that LLC, they may purchase that LLC, so we're kind of working two paths to.
Yes.
What about this quarter that's showing in Symphony, Canada? That's really cool. That's going to throw a big monkey wrench and things with us.
Which map is the...
Well, I should have maybe, on page two here, we were just showing the two townships.
Okay.
And then,
it's part of that. Excuse me, sorry.
All right, should I explain that?
Yeah. I see, that's part of, yeah. It's part of the county.
Go ahead.
Now, you might. The items in red were the ones that we used, the quarter sections that we were requesting the ability to pull in during the 18-month period from the original lease approval for 18 months. I think to help show that we are listening Friday. We changed the proposal to, instead of $3,600 per quarter section that we pulled in, we'd be willing to pay $5,000 per quarter section. There's roughly 15 quarter sections there. So if we were like all of them in the next 18 months, we would write a check for $75,000 to the Mineral Council for lease loans. As we discussed Friday, we believe it's in all of our best interest to have some sort of optionality. We are willing to invest the upfront capital to go get a test done. We believe this whole area is prospective, but obviously we want to ensure that we spend our capital wisely and gives us all of the best success to achieve the ultimate outcome of making more royalties and be able to expand our footprint here in the Osage County.
Mr. Crump.
Okay, so we're still, how many quarter sections would you say, of course you said they weren't all in it. How many quarter sections would you say were in the future, the orange?
I believe it's 15.
Counts up to 20.
21, I think.
Right here.
I think we expand the trees and have to do some geological work.
Okay, so we're at the same. I realize now that you're saying that when you actually how do I want to word this? Because you don't have to front us right. You're wanting a first right of refusal on all these ones in red and orange. Is that right?
Yeah.
When you take them down, you're now proposing to pay $5,000 per quarter. That's the difference.
That's right.
I'm articulating the new change.
And there should be a summary on the first page.
Okay. Go ahead.
We were trying to add, or at least show in blue, the third party acquisition.
Right.
We believe there's maybe one or two other quarter sections that are currently held by third parties that are shown red. Obviously, if we could buy those third parties, we want to have the ability to pay them.
Oh, so some of these 21, you're not certain of are available.
That's correct. There's one I believe is not available, but it's definitely one we would try to go.
Well, these guys aren't really good at being able to tell which ones are available on their own. If you give them a description. Hey, Richard, if he gives you the legal description of the quarter, you can quickly find out if it's leased or not. Is that not correct?
Yes, we can find out.
And whether it's leased or not is not for you protected.
No, we can tell him yes or no, it's leased or not.
Okay, so before you leave today, you can find out which ones are leased and which aren't in this little pile. Before you leave town.
We've requested that information, but we did it for you. Necessary,
well, you can cancel it for you, and you can just give me a copy of your information.
Yeah.
You can look it up.
Okay.
To our knowledge, it's only the northeast quarter section 30.
So we would need to know for sure what that is, of course, before. And I'm still, even though you had your offer woman, you were receptive to what the input you got last time, at least from me. I'm still, what we're essentially doing is, if this is correct, is a 15 lease, a 15 quarter section concession, I guess you can call it, because you're getting it for a time frame and holding on to it, and then going to lease them as you need them later, as you do your science, however that works, and decide which ones you wish to take out for leases.
That's correct.
So we're doing that, and there's no bonus at all up front, as the second chair grilled the other group about.
Well, there would be bonus associated with the two.
The two you're actually taking.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with the two you're taking. I'm sure there'd be a way to work that one out. The reds is what gets my head spinning. So what we're trying to, what we'd be doing would be taking those down for, how much time? Do we have a time frame on that?
18 months.
18 months. We're taking those down for 18 months and not taking them down, but having, be able to decide, within the next 18 months, which one of those you wish to lease. And you would pay $5,000 a quarter section to lease those.
That's correct.
Does that sound right? Sometimes I have to say it to get past my little brain. Okay. Now I understand the deal, but I don't know what I want to do about it.
Mr. Yates?
Our lawyer talked about the exclusivity of the quarter sections that you're wanting to hold. So usually when you get that per addition, you pay for it up front, not after the fact. So I'd be willing to do you a 2-quarter section initial for $3,600 a quarter, oil only, at a 1/8 royalty. But to attach these other leases for 18 months, I'd have to ask for more money, and I'd ask for $5,000 a quarter, but then you'd get an oil and gas combination lease with that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the only difference there is pay now instead of 18 months.
And I still want the $5,000 per quarter when you took them down later.
So really you want $10,000 per quarter?
Well, not $5,000 a quarter, but I want $10,000 right now for 2 quarters. But I'll take $10,000 a quarter.
Well, maybe I misunderstood you. I thought you said $5,000 a quarter now at the beginning of the concession.
Right.
And then once we took them down, another $5,000 per quarter.
Yes.
So effectively, $10,000 per quarter over that 18-month period.
Well, I wasn't including taking the $5,000 for the ones you had exclusivity of. Is that what you're offering?
No, I was just trying to understand.
I'm asking for $10,000 up front for the two you got. Which will buy you those 2 quarters.
Okay.
Combination oil and gas, 1/8 royalty.
Okay.
And for 18 months, you have the right to take down any of these 15 quarters at $5,000 per quarter.
I understand.
Just as it's real.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah. I'm just bumping you by $3,000.
Yeah.
$2,900.
I thought you were trying to bump me by $75,000.
Mr. Crum.
If you want to pay that, I would go with that.
I want to ask a couple of questions on the ones in blue, the ones we negotiated with, are they a water flood already?
No. Well, I'm going to say no.
Are they an 8th royalty already? They can't be because they've been.
I believe they're a 6th.
They'll be a 6th.
They were drilled in the early 80s. They do have injection wells, so they have some injection support, but I wouldn't call it a true water flood.
I guess for my purpose of law I'm talking about, those are right now paying regular royalty, 1/6.
Yes.
Regular royalty for the time.
Yes.
1/6. And you're thinking that these two in the green are primed to become a water flood, and that's your plan for them. That's the reason you're asking for the 1/8 within the water flood zone.
Yes.
I think you designate out the water flood zone. The rest of it is 20%.
Yes.
So without these others, you really don't have much of a water flood footprint to do.
No, sir.
And that's the reason you think you need the rigs.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sympathetic to your plight, but it's hard for me to get around letting you have that much ground for nothing up front. And I realize if you pay anything up front, you don't have enough money to develop the lease. So I don't know. The proposal that Andrew made, make sure I understand it, was that you'd pay $5,000 a quarter for the
the Toon Green. And then you agreed to pay $5,000 for the reds as he takes them down, if and when he does. And then at some point, if you want to turn, if you make a, either way you acquire the blues, you're gonna have to come to us and change it to, for that to be a water flood. Because it will not be a water flood to begin. That is if you're expecting a 1/8 royalty.
That's correct. We want him the ability to have a common tank battery.
I understand.
And
enough room to do a water flood. One quarter or two quarters water flood that is not generally done.
Or not very well. As you guys, generally speaking, the geological footprint here in Bartersville relatively mirrors the ground, and there's a lot of movement in that area. So most likely, the reds to the east will probably end up being areas where we put injectors in, because they're going to be down below. Generally speaking, the green and the blue sit on the high of the reservoir. So that's where most of the producers would be. And most of the tricks is gonna be figuring out how far out to get it with the injector.
And so I'm sure you're explaining it to me accurately, but you're not really helping me much. The ones in the red may never be producing quarters in and of themselves.
Maybe not, but if
if the projector ones in the red or green, or in the blue or green, or the reds.
Injection wells are more important than the producers, because without them you can't do anything. So it's a,
I understand that. That's one of the reasons the extra cost and stuff, but also from our viewpoint, our standpoint, my standpoint, I should say. water floods inherently remove some quarters from production, unless you guys decide to do a conventional, more conventional well at the same quarter that you put an injector. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. You take a lot of area, and you turn a lot of area into a fairly small amount of producing quarters.
Don't disagree with that.
And you need them, the water flood designation, so that you can hold those other weapon production, even though you're actually not getting the oil out of those.
But one caveat there would be, when we go drill new wells, we're gonna have modern logs, which in this area, there are a handful of logs back in the early 80s. They primarily ran gamma, so they didn't even run a full suite of logs. So we will get a lot more information even by drilling injectors. Obviously, if we find a zone that looks good, if we have a show while drilling, we're gonna have all the infrastructure already in place. So we most likely would go test that, either via another well or, if we ended up drilling, say, 3 or 4 injectors and we had the injection capacity, maybe we convert an injector to a producer. I mean, if something's that obvious, we stumbled into something like the performance guys and they had a 50 barrel a day vertical well, I'm pretty sure we're gonna go producing.
Oh yeah.
No.
Of course, you have to set a different tack battery.
Yep. But Galen, even in that standpoint, when we have a centralized tank battery, running poly from a new producer to that centralized battery, all we really have to do is set a gun barrel and a separate oil tank. We can still utilize all the water infrastructure. So from a pure economic standpoints, that helps drive our cost down, which then means in reality we don't need a 50 barrel a day well. Maybe a 5 barrel a day well becomes pretty economic.
But you take one.
But obviously we would take a bunch of 50.
Yeah, but 180 barrels.
That'd be good too.
Okay. Right. I'm not sure I want to make any motions, y'all. I'm looking around the room. You guys decide what you.
Any comments?
I suppose we can come back next month with it and look at it.
Yeah. If we just did the green, is that something we can get done tonight?
Yes.
That we can do.
Yeah.
And can we agree to come back next month and continue the discussion on the doors, on the red?
We want the business definitely, Roy.
Maybe, if we can do the green today, at least get it started, and, I mean, maybe by then we have more data points and we can say, hey.
I'm fine.
I'm asking you.
We can do the minimum. Well, no, let's do five. Combination oil and gas, if you want to stick with what they're offering, 36.
I'm asking you, I have more looking at you, because you'd want to hit.
I'll stick with the, if you remove the exclusivity of the all the surrounding quarters, I would go with the $3,600 per quarter for oil only at a 1/8 royalty.
On those?
Just those two quarter sections.
Well, and that.
Oh, okay, and then you want to do the remaining producing zones, Arbuckle, Red Fork, Wilcox, Simpson at 20% later on?
Yes. Well, right now.
We'll be producing on, okay, the remaining producing zones, okay.
Because only
as it's written.
Only can I go without asking you to consider. I do believe here in a very short time we'll have Blue secured.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have the ability to drag that into the green.
All you gotta do is come in and make the convince a metals council to do it.
I guess once we get it, Bob, we'll be back.
Yeah.
And I will say that you're trying to start a water flood out there in the middle of nowhere, I understand, is a big if. But if you've already started one up there and then you get a hold of the green or the blues, might not be talking to me, but I would say wanting to add on to an existing water flood that you're already working would be a lot easier than starting like you are today.
I can see that.
Okay.
Ms. Moon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Do you own any of these leases anywhere around here? The green, the red, the blue, whatever. Do you all have any leases on any of these?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion that we accept their offer for quarter sections southwest of 18219 and southeast of 13218 with a 1/8 royalty. With a lease bonus of $3,600 per quarter section, oil only. With remaining producing zones, Arbuckle, Red Fork, Wilcox, Simpson, etc., will be produced on a quarter section basis as a primary production with a royalty rate equal to 20%. I guess I should add to that quarter section previously mentioned that those were Barterville, Layton, Skinner, Cleveland, and Buzzard.
Water.
Motion on the floor. Need a second.
2-year lease.
Is that what you're saying? A 2-year lease?
No, we're don't plan on taking 2 years, so that's.
Yeah.
Second.
Mr. Jeshawal seconds. Call for the question.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Tishabala?
Yes.
Councilman Crumb?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin? Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All
right,
thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's the
origin of your life. Hey, it would still be good. For you guys to plan, it would still be good for you to get with him today while he's in a good mood and say he'll look it up for you on those others to make sure it happens.
IHS Petra Renewal, is that?
Yeah. Motion to table till still in is not here.
Okay. Second on that. Second from Joshua. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Would you repeat the motion, please? I didn't hear it.
To table item 7.
Yes.
Councilman Fishwell?
Yes.
Councilman Crump?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Election, Cynthia Boone.
This is probably something that maybe should be going, and the request is that this go to our policy committee. When we were running for election, we had to sign a paper, a document about the list of voters that we get. And it's my understanding, and it's always my understanding, that when we signed that agreement, you understood that list was for your use only and was not to be passed around. I recently became aware that someone who got the list said it was their list and they would do with it what they want to. So having heard that, I took that consent form, if I could say those consent form, to the Attorney General's office for an opinion, and there's no prohibiting a person from doing that. So what I would like for the policy committee to do is to change that form and make it state basically that you are getting it, you're going to use it for your campaign only, and that you're not going to share that information with anyone else. That's why I always understood it. I was quite surprised to know that anybody that would get that list would give it to somebody else for their campaign.
I believe it. Clearly states on there that it's just for your use only, but you cannot share it with anyone.
According to the Attorney General, it does not say that.
The one I read, Deb, I don't know what he read.
I agree that I've understood it to be that way, and Richard, my understanding that actually there's more than just whatever the Minerals Council says about it, but that the first one I signed, I understood was a requirement at the BIA before they would release that list to us, because you guys keep the voter registration list,
right?
And you're responsible for it. Is that right. Not correct?
Yes.
So my understanding is that the bureau only releases it upon your promise to only use it for that election. Is that right. Correct?
Yes.
So it's not just a note. It's not just what the deal says. It's what the BIA says.
So what do we do with a person who's giving the list to someone else? What do we do about that? It's not spelled out in that form letter. And unfortunately, I don't have the form letter with me.
I understand, Councilwoman, and I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying we have a broader responsibility here. Somebody else also has a responsibility to see that happens. And I realize that asking you this cold, you're probably not going to tell me what the responsibility is, but I would very much, or what the Bureau's position is on what happens to somebody who violates that oath.
I have to check this.
That's what I'd very much like for you to do as quickly as possible.
I think they told me that as long as they didn't use it for commercial use, they could use it for anything.
So and that's the problem. That's the problem.
Who told you that?
Oh, wait, just a minute. Yeah. Just a minute.
Is this word on the street?
I would like to table this then until we actually get a copy of the form letter for review, because what's done is done, and this would be for the future. It can't be affected now, but I'd like to table this until next month. We'll get a copy of that form that we signed so we can all review it, but in the meantime, I'd like for the policy committee to take a look at it. We've provided this one already.
Does anybody else have a comment? I would like to make one, that I think that it is in the hands of the solicitor, and the solicitor would be the one that makes the decision of what happens to someone that misuses that. It's not in our hands, I don't think. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's why I'd like, Madam Chairman, that's why I'd like to table it till next month so we can get possibly an opinion from the solicitor, and in the meantime, we can take a look at that letter that we signed.
It was taken to the AG?
I took it there myself. And I was told that there's nothing in that form that we signed that prohibits anyone from sharing that information with whomever they want to. It just stays in there, you can't use it for commercial purposes, and you can't use it after 1 year that you receive it.
Mr. Wenhoff, would you check with the solicitor?
I'm sure.
And see, because I think that we probably really need to go with what the solicitor says rather than the agent, or situation agent.
That's fine, yeah.
Please. Okay.
All right.
Now, committee reports. Budget, anybody got anything on the budget amendment here?
No.
What's that on there?
Doug, you're the chairman.
I had, you know what? There's been things go on that I haven't had any part. It's just been done, and so I don't.
So who submitted this?
Lacey.
At one point during, like right after the meeting, you guys decided that Bill would do the budget and present it to you. So I did the budget, and on the S510, we never had a budget at all for this fiscal year. So we need to get that approved today. And then on the C395, we don't, we're not all responsible for space costs or indirect costs, so we were able to take that out, but we had to move some. And we needed money in that to go.
Been what? Did you say that?
We needed to move it into attorney fees.
That's a good place to hide.
Do you need anything?
I don't think so. Just thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Chairman, I don't believe that our minerals council director needs to be doing our budget. That's the whole purpose of having a budget committee, is it not?
Well,
because I wasn't aware of these things until this came out. I mean, you know, until today.
Right.
I saw it on the agenda. Mm-hmm. But to me, I don't know, that's just my fault.
Okay. That's wrong.
I certainly don't remember a vote whereby we turned over the budgets to. We may have had a discussion at some point when he make a recommendation on what it needs to do, and then give it to the budget committee, which then gives it to the entire council to vote on.
That would seem
to be a better system.
Yeah,
and also for the 395, we've made a vote today that will require, I don't know when we're going to talk about doing tuitions, but we made a vote today that will require an adjustment for the 395 budget to allow for our education funding. So we need to take care of that too.
Mr. Yates.
I've got a question on when the Congress will start kicking in space costs. I mean, I'm sure there will be a procedure there. It won't just magically start. It'll probably have to go through some sort of process before they start paying. I don't know when that'll be. So that was my question.
Actually,
as Gail says, nuts and bolts.
Yep.
Actually, they're supposed to start on October 1st.
Excuse me, Lacey, would you go ahead and answer that, please?
In response to Councilman Crowley's, it wasn't moved in when the first thing that happened, we didn't vote for it. So it was allowed for that policy under letter after I talked with the accountant on how to do that. And then, I don't know when that'll happen, but they told me for treasurer that it's okay to go ahead and remove
just the space cost out of indirect cost.
Okay, I was just going to say that I will get an update on that. I'll call down there and ask Congress themselves. Because it's my understanding it was supposed to be retroactive to October the 1st. We're supposed to get given back to us, or however they do their books. They haven't had time probably to do the books, but I will get more information on that to see when we can expect it to sit back on, in our budget.
Madam Chairman.
Ms. Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's my understanding that the Congress did pass the act that was submitted by sponsor Congresswoman Shannon Edwards, but I, in agreement to let Councilwoman Urban double check on that to see exactly the effective date of that legislation.
Madam Chairman, I think we established that we're going to get a vote on this budget today. We probably better take a look. We have more information on the changes that need to be made and where we need to go.
Yes, Chairman. Edward mentioned something before we left, and I just wrote it down along with Joe Hall. Something about run statements. Yeah, I don't know, maybe Edward was going to bring that up or what, but I don't know. I don't know what was behind that. Does anyone know? About something about run statements.
He's wanting to put this out on the internet. It's my understanding that Bill's not here to answer any questions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll just see table myself.
Sure.
That was pretty much what I was going to say. This came from a proposal that Bill sent us by email that was about this long and didn't say anything about how he planned on doing it, or whether it's going to be anything redacted or anything else. And I would have expected a lot of explanation before I'd be ready to vote on it.
Absolutely.
So, sure.
And he's not here today to explain what he's wanting to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So,
I think
that's
second.
There.
Motion by Ms. Boone to okay, second by Stephanie. Adjourn.
Councilman Shishuola?
Yes.
Councilman Crown?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redhorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman
Have a good day.
You bet, and it's been a pleasure for you all.